And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. A library board in Tennessee stood firm against intimidation this week, voting 5-3 to remove books promoting transgender ideology to children from its system. One of the board members from the Rutherford County Library Board, Cody York, introduced the measure and cut through all of the noise with some clarity, saying, quote, "Books that promote transgender ideology are harmful to children." We're seeing the consequences of that confusion play out in the state of Illinois, where a mother testified that school officials at Shepherd Middle School forced her 13-year-old daughter to change clothes in front of a biological boy who identifies as transgender. The mother told the school board that when her daughter and other girls initially refused to undress with the boy present, administrators supervised the locker room to ensure compliance. The mother cited President Trump's executive order protecting women's spaces, and school officials dismissed her concern based on their inclusive bathroom policy. Meanwhile, a transgender activist at the meeting insisted that girls' privacy concerns weren't valid reasons to limit access to facilities. Oh man, what an example of how quickly inclusion has become coercion. Absolutely shameful. As was the Biden administration's Veteran Affairs Department, who was playing similar games with definitions, according to some newly obtained documents. Despite federal regulations explicitly excluding gender alterations from VA services, the department was providing prosthetic devices, chest binders, hair removal, and voice training, all while planning to expand to full surgeries. VA Secretary Doug Collins ended those practices, announcing that the VA should not be focused on helping veterans attempt to change their sex. And Collins directed that all savings will be redirected to help severely injured veterans, such as paralyzed veterans and amputees. And the media's leftward lurch faced some internal resistance recently as two prominent liberal hosts broke ranks with their own side. Bill Maher shut down former CNN host Don Lemon's racist claims that, quote, "you can't be black and a rational MAGA person," telling him black Trump supporters would find his comments very insulting. Meanwhile, MSNBC host Simone Sanders Townsend dramatically announced on air that she's quitting the Democratic Party, and other Senate Democrats voted with Republicans on a spending bill. Whoopi Goldberg continues spinning conspiracy theories on The View about Trump deporting American citizens, and as we can see, the fracture of the Democratic media machine suggests that Trump derangement syndrome might finally be meeting reality. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.